Adora, now you've been following, I know, all the economic indicators. Those new numbers came out just yesterday for wholesale inflation. They are not good. Prices for what, you know, what businesses pay for goods, they went up 1.2% in July. I remember you going, wow, when that came out. It's more than twice what economists predicted. It's the fastest pace in 27 years. This also joins the bad news that consumers got last week. No surprise for most of us. Consumer prices are rising at the fastest pace in 17 years. I mean, do you feel like we're in a bad version of the Olympics, the economic Olympics?
I don't know what to believe, actually, Catherine.
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to go to Michael Grinbaum now. He is a reporter at the New York Times. He's going to help us parse the numbers. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, how can wholesale prices, first of all, let's just talk about the numbers in general. What is behind these rising numbers?
A lot of it has been just an astounding run-up in energy prices over the last year. So a lot of this is coming from crude oil, from natural gas prices, which are up about 60%, I think, from a year earlier.
Now, if that, if everything is linked to that, then the falling price of oil has got to offer us some relief then.
Yeah, so the more optimistic economists out there are hopeful that this last month's numbers are going to be the worst of it, that perhaps July was the had the most acute price increases. And in just the last few weeks, the price of oil has dropped from about $145 to about $115. So while that's still quite elevated and people are still going to be feeling the pinch, there is a lot of hope that falling gas prices will bring down some of these numbers for the next couple of months.
Well, but how soon can we see relief? I mean, you also have analysts saying that things are going to have to get worse before they get better.
Yeah, unfortunately, what some people think is that actually the worsening economy is that's going to bring down inflation. So customers may be facing lower prices, but they may not be getting the paychecks they were getting before. It's probably going to be a bad situation either way for Americans.
What pressure does this situation put on the Federal Reserve?
They are in a very tight spot right now. There are so many problems with the economy. The housing slump has refused to abate. The credit market remains tight. It's hard for people to get mortgages. If the Federal Reserve were to raise rates, which is a traditional way to choke off inflation, they would just be exacerbating a lot of the broader economic problems we've been facing. At the same time, they've got these prices rising at levels we haven't seen since, in decades. It's, for the moment, a really tight spot for policymakers.
All right. I just have to ask this, even though I know the answer. When do we get to call this a recession?
Well, the traditional definition of recession was two straight quarters of...
Blah, blah, blah. Come on, Michael. Work with me.
Well, right. At the moment, it's really at the moment, it's about semantics. I mean, people are really hurting out there. And, with the way that the new economy is structured, I think that... the definition is going to be, I think looking back, people are probably going to be looking at this period as either being a part of a recession or being at least the run-up to one.
All right. Michael Grinbaum, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Michael Grinbaum is a reporter for the New York Times. We asked him to help us parse out those economic indicators. Do you feel a little less confused now, Adora?
Well, there are a lot of people have a lot of opinions, and so that's why it's good here at The Takeaway. We talk to all kinds of folks, and then we try to get to the bottom of things, and the economy is a tricky, complicated thing.
Whoever thought we'd be looking for relief from oil?
Right, right.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.